Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So the question right now on ESPN is, did you enjoy the NBA All-Star game? And it's Stephen A. and what's his name?
Brian.
Windhorst. Oh, yeah, Windhorst. Chris said this morning. This came in actually last night, 12 hours ago, when I made my comments about the NBA All-Star game on Twitter. He said, I said the same thing for years. Just to be sure, I went back and watched the beginning of the 88 All-Star game in Chicago. The defense was intense. Dream and Jordan each had blocked shots in the first 5 minutes. Today's All-Star game is an absolute joke. Listen, in baseball, you got a pitcher that's out there for one inning, and he throws 100. Guess what you're going to get? You're going to get that guy throwing 100 trying to get guys out. Get guys out. And you could play defense in the NBA All-Star game. You could actually play defense. Well,
Kobe did it to LeBron.
Yeah.
And, like, Kobe was such a dog. He wanted to make a point.
But this is an attitude that they have now, that it's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Well, I think it's the weekend. They don't care about the game that much anymore. And I love some of the stuff like the draft. That's really cool. It provides little storylines and stuff like that. I understand what it is, and so I don't get upset about it.
But it's unwatchable.
But it would be so much better if it was the greatest players in the world who are going at each other.
You're really trying.
Yeah, if you saw that, because you have enough players to do it, you have enough to go, and I think fans would still like the game. I don't know that it has to be passes off the backboard with dunks. Do you think they would think it's unwatchable if guys played hard? If the best players in the world played hard against each other?
No, I think it'd be great.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who would not think that's cool?
That'd be awesome.
Who would not think that's cool?
And they did. They used to. Attitude today. It's an attitude.
They just played fast back in the day. It was fast break and Magic. Like, I lived to watch Magic Johnson in All-Star games. Magic's passes were incredible. And I always was frustrated because Dream couldn't really shine in an All-Star game. It was not made for him.
No.
But watching Magic. Now, Clyde. I was always excited about Clyde. Yeah. And Clyde was good, pretty good. But Magic was special in All-Star games. But, you know, Rolando Blackman making free throws and with no time on the clock or very little time on the clock, and he's the intensity because they're trying to win the game. Like, it would be so cool if these guys were going at each other, the best in the world on the same teams going at each other. That would be incredible. But, you know, you're not going to get it. Anthony Edwards, when we come back, we got to catch up. When we come back, you made us go way late last time, John. When we come back, I want to get to what Anthony Edwards said. Because Anthony Edwards said something. I want to get to two things that were said.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards and Kevin Durant. They both had comments that are getting people talking. And they're very different comments. They're not about the same topics. But I think they're salient points. And Adam Silver had some comments this weekend, too, in his kind of the State of the NBA address that he does every year at the All-Star Game. So we're going to do that when we come back. It's 9:13 here on the Bench, 713-780-3776. What do you want to talk about right now?
I want to talk about Artisan Grange. I want to talk about Dip. And
are you a Dublend guy or a
Canstead? Canstead and Dublend. It's Dublend, not Newblend. It's Dublend.
I thought I said Dublend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's Dublend and Canstead, and I don't know the difference between the two. I'm not sure what that is, but I can tell you this, that people are really responding. They've got a Texas now. They've got a Texas canister now with the state of Texas on it because you guys have responded so well. And I'm getting buddies are all saying, okay, I got to try this because I'm sick of the dipping. Oh, sores in your mouth. You could honestly, dipping every day with regular dip, you could get cancer. It happens. It sucks. You got tobacco, nicotine that is causing you problems. How about no tobacco, no nicotine, hemp in a pouch made of hemp, made with 100% hemp flour in a hemp fiber pouch, 5 milligram hemp-derived full-spectrum CBD per pouch. It is unbelievable how much better it is. The taste is still there. The sensation that you get from dipping is still there, but you don't have the dangers of dipping. So this is 975dip.com. You want to try it? They will send you 5 canisters of dip that'll last you a long time because each of the canisters have I don't know how many pouches in there. So it is really something that you need to try to get away from what you're doing now, which is dangerous. Go to 975dip.com and see all the different flavors and all the different canisters that you can possibly get at 975dip.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Anthony Edwards.
Good player. Good player, and a player who I think is a player who has some recognition of what the NBA means to the fans. Like, seems to be, and sometimes I think if you're in certain markets, maybe you have a better feel for, you know, if you're in Milwaukee, you're in Minnesota, there's going to be certain markets I think you really are maybe more in tune with the fans than in some other ones. But Anthony Edwards was at the All-Star game, and he was asked about, you know, I don't know what the question was, if there was something he'd change. Yeah. I don't know if he was asked about load management or if it was something he would change about the game, but he brought up load management and really had a great answer as it pertains to understanding what some fans are up against.
Yep.
If there's anything I could change about the league to make it better, probably just all the guys sitting resting. That's the only thing I probably don't like. Just play, man. If you 80%, you got to play. I don't like all the sitting, missing games and stuff. Like, these people might have enough money to come to one game, you know what I'm saying? And that might be the game they come to, and then you sitting out, you know what I'm saying? So I take pride in trying to play every game because I don't know, it might be one fan that has never seen me play, and I'm trying to play. So that's the only thing I don't like, guys just sitting out.
Yeah, and I think there's – and I saw some people comment on it, and, you know, load management, it used to just be the Spurs, for example – they understood the idea was Manu's old, Tony's old, what's his name? Tim Duncan is really old. And so
did it differently.
They did it.
Did it where you didn't play more than 30. They had, remember, they had those three never played more than 30 minutes a game. They didn't have one player that played 30 minutes a game.
Were they taking games off?
No, what they were doing was just playing less.
Is that all it was?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the way they went about it, and as opposed to sitting the whole game, but they just didn't play.
At the end, they were sitting some. I mean, 58 games, 69, 74, 77, 61, Tim Duncan's last year. I don't know how many were injury or whatever, but I think they did start to sit them some and some back-to-back stuff as they got older and older and older. But it wasn't very specific. I mean, this is an old team. It was – their whole thing was, we're trying to make a run at the title. Yeah, even Manu, 69, 65, 58, 70, 68, 60. Boy, Manu, it's crazy. Manu only played 80 games one time his entire career out of all the years.
Really?
He played until he was 40. He came in the league when he was 25. He played in the 70s 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. 7 if you count, you know, the 80 games. So actually, they missed more games than you might think too. But from a minute standpoint, yeah, you're 100% right. Manu Ginobili played 30 minutes or more two times his entire career. Two times. There are some players like LeBron would need to load manage. He's an older player. He's got wear and tear on the knees. Guys who have injury issues, you understand that. I think the other thing is in the NBA, it's something that Anthony Edwards isn't saying, but there is a belief, I know this for a fact, that a lot of players in the league think there are some players who just don't come back from injury. They just don't play. They just take time off and they say it's, you know, they're injured or
yeah.
It's taking longer to get back from injury. There's a belief that guys just sit because they don't feel quite right. And I thought Anthony Edwards had a really good feel for that. You know, it's expensive to take. I bought tickets for my kids to a game a few weeks ago. It's expensive. And that was, we sat in the upper deck and it's not cheap to get to a game at all. It's expensive. And then if you buy anything to drink or eat there, it's going to be more expensive. And if you go and you want to see, now, you know, it's obviously this is not a very good team, but if you are, you know, if it was a good team, then yeah, you'd be upset if, or a team with some expectations, you'd be upset if James Harden just wasn't playing.
Absolutely. I mean, you go there to watch, I mean, your kid, if your kids went and Jalen Green just decided I'm going to sit tonight, and your kids, that's the one game that your kids are going to go to this year. They came to watch, they wanted to watch Jalen Green.
Yeah, they wouldn't be happy.
No, they wouldn't be happy about it. No. Jabari Smith.
Like, if somebody tuned in because they wanted to hear John Granato.
And it wasn't here, but we go on vacation, though, see?
That's, yeah, but different. If somebody tuned in and, yeah, but we don't have a season where we just do radio for
right. We do it
months.
Every day.
How cool would it be if we had radio season?
It would be awesome. No, didn't we talk about that? That we should load manage.
Well,
and
we talked about,
said no.
Yeah, Todd said no, but we could load manage. But what if we went to radio season where we said, okay, it's our season. What would be like being a teacher?
Our season would be over like probably after the World Series. Right?
I mean,
our season.
I feel like you need to wait until after.
No,
I feel
our
like
season ends right there.
Right now, you could. Do,
and then we get back for the draft, and we get back for, yeah, we get back.
I mean, you could do it. Like, that's what I'm saying. You could have just said, "Okay, World Series is done. We'll have 1 week after the World Series, and then that's when our vacation starts, and we'll see you at the NFL draft."
No. We'll see you about April. We'll see you for March Madness.
Yeah,
March Madness. We'll come because the Astros start. We'll see you.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
A lot of sense. Now, in other markets like Kansas City, their season ends after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're off during the summer.
Right, right.
They have basketball either.
Yeah, they
don't have Jayhawk basketball.
No, they would take it. Oh, yeah, well,
they would take it after the NFL draft, and then we just take off for
right. They got
the
Kansas
summer.
City Royals that they can not really, but they can talk about. Yeah, yeah. Right. But at least they got something there.
What about Dallas?
Would take off by, right now. What
Dallas
they doing
could
now?
Take off at playoffs.
Dallas could take off. Yeah, the NFL.
Dallas ready to just stop as soon as the playoffs start. They go, all right, guys.
No, the Cowboys are awesome in the regular season. As soon as the regular season, yeah, as soon as the playoffs,
as soon as the playoffs start, Dallas can just
off.
Shut it down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look how good they are now that they got Kyrie. They could be taking off right now. They're 0-3 with Luka and Kyrie on the floor together. 0-3. So suck. Why not take off? Their season's over. Their season is over as soon as the playoffs start in football. 926 ESPN, 97.5. Let me ask you this. Do you agree with Jabari Smith right here?
With his shooting? No, I do not agree with Jabari's shooting.
Well, then you might not agree with anything he says right here.
Me and Michael Jordan at what, 560?
Yes.
Me?
What? No.
How old is he?
I think he's in his late 50s, early 60s.
He's not beating me right now, no.
He's 60 today.
I'm beating
him. Today's his birthday.
Okay, happy birthday, MJ. I'm beating you in one-on-one right now.
You're beating him one-on-one right now?
For sure.
11, is he getting any buckets on you to 11?
Might make something, I mean, but I don't know. I don't think he not beating me for sure. If a 60-year-old beat me, I need to hang it up.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, when I saw this, I'm going to tell you my initial thoughts. My initial thoughts were, I wish he wouldn't have said that out loud, because all he's going to do is piss off Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to be looking at an iPad, and he's going to be like, now it's personal. and I don't need him calling out. Because here's my nightmare scenario. They're going to go in and play Charlotte in a road game. Jordan's going to go to the shoot-around. He's going to challenge him one-on-one. Somebody's going to have a camera phone because you have to. I mean, if you're willing to tape somebody being stomped to death and not care and laugh and say stuff, then I don't think anyone's going to have a problem taping.
Didn't what Charlotte Hornet said? I was downstairs and Michael Jordan was pissed and he said, "Okay, let's play."
It wasn't.
Do you remember RJ?
Yeah,
there was some.
He was pissed off at us.
He was pissed off at the team. At the team, and he came down and goes, "Okay, let's
years
play."
Ago, but
and
it wasn't.
Beat, and he beat him.
Yeah, he ran with the second team and he beat the first team. That's what happened. They beat the. It was Steven Jackson. So it was a few years ago. It was Jordan when he was probably like 50. And Jordan ran with the second team and beat the first team.
Right. Well, but then I thought they played one-on-one. Or was it?
No.
It was not one-on-one.
Just ran with the
second team and beat him.
But here's my concern is that Jabari's going to be out there shooting and MJ's going to walk on the court and Jabari's heart's immediately going to sink. And like, oh my God. And he's going to be, hey, young fella.
Yeah.
I heard what you said. Like, oh my God. Somebody's going to pick up a phone. He's going to challenge him a one-on-one. He's going to end up badgering him until he starts playing him one-on-one. And then Jordan beats our third pick of the draft. And it goes viral and it ruins Jabari's life. That's my nightmare scenario. So I wish he hadn't said it out loud.
Yeah.
But then the other thing is, why am I sitting here thinking, could Jordan beat Jabari? Like, I should never ask a question about, could this 60-year-old beat... Kevin Costner beat up all the other people in Yellowstone that were much, much younger than him. Then he ran through that girl who was doing the protest, which I didn't see that coming.
I thought he could have done better, but okay.
That's pretty good for, he's like 60-something-year-old
really,
farmer.
Really rich guy in Montana.
He says he's not really rich.
Well, he says that, but he got all that land.
But, yeah, the land, he will be rich when everyone sells it. But
okay.
I just know that Jabari, for a second I had to think. Now, I don't think Jordan could beat Jabari's
team. I'm not putting it past him.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm having to have like a serious, I haven't seen MJ lately play basketball, but I can't definitively say that Jabari would beat Michael. Jabari's not the most skilled offensive off the bounce guy, and he's not shooting worth the crap right now.
Okay, taking a break. There is a twist to the MJ LeBron argument I'm serious. There's a twist, but this one is actually interesting.
Okay.
Plus, we're giving away two tickets to the fishing show when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I want to talk right now about Morley, making the call Morley Law. Make the call Morley Law. If you have any issue whatsoever, the expertise, the experience that they have in everything, it's unbelievable. When you go to their website, it's just incredible the number of services that they have. The Morley Law Firm, criminal defense, drug crimes, DWI, assault, family violence, theft, fraud, sex crimes, prostitution. Listen, it's not great, okay, look at all the stuff we do, but you need defense. Guilty, not guilty, you need your representation. And even if you are guilty, they can help you in everything and all of these different things to maybe get you a lesser sentence. Everyone deserves representation. Listen, have you been in an auto accident? Is there a wrongful death? Is there a medical malpractice? The Jones Act, product premise, liability, whatever it is, civilly or criminally, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Doesn't matter what it is, se habla español, and they take care if you have any immigration problems as well. So you can make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or morleylaw.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Houston Fishing Show is back and will be hosting the 48th annual event March 1st through 5th. Everything for the fishermen. All the new rods, reels, and lures, factory reps, guides from Alaska to South America, and a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday with giveaways. If you love to fish or just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 48th annual fishing show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more information. Giving away two tickets to it right now at exactly 9:40. You call in, 713-780-3776, and caller number four is going to get the two tickets. Caller number four. All right, here is a little twist to the LeBron versus Michael argument. Michael shares a birthday with Jim Brown. LeBron shares the birthday with Tiger Woods. Which pair is better?
Oh, I gotta go LeBron Tiger. You do too. So just stop.
Nope. Jim Brown was maybe the greatest football player ever.
He played against plumbers.
So does LeBron.
So did Jordan.
No, Jordan didn't play against any plumbers.
Jordan played against bricklayers.
Jordan
played against construction workers.
The greatest era of basketball ever, Jordan played.
Jim Brown played against farmers.
Jim Brown played, well, some carpenters and some, yeah.
Yeah.
In the offseason.
LeBron plays against influencers. LeBron legitimately plays against influencers, social media influencers. Jalen Green is an influencer.
Tiger didn't have, I mean, that's not the greatest era of golf.
That's the greatest era of athletes.
It was
John Daly.
It was the deepest field, but it wasn't top heavy. Tiger's wasn't top heavy.
Well, yeah, but who's the, I would go
like
Tiger.
Jax was.
I'd go Tiger and LeBron.
You go Tiger and LeBron?
Yeah, I'd probably go Tiger and LeBron. Yeah. It's close enough between LeBron and Jordan. And then, you know, Tiger and you know, it's a bias that I obviously am going to have against a guy watching a guy I didn't watch. And there, unfortunately, we don't have enough video of Jim Brown stuff because there wasn't enough of it captured back then on tape. So we don't get to see enough of it.
Well, we saw him running around a lot of white guys.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. We saw Marion Motley. Like, Motley runs over people. Yeah. I'll never forget Marion Motley.
Yeah, but he
was onomatopoeia.
Jim Brown
right
was the, until Jerry Rice came along, Jim Brown was the greatest football player ever.
Well, okay. Out of those four guys, who's had the most interesting life?
Jim Brown.
Last place is LeBron, I think.
Yeah.
Tiger, we already know. When I say interesting now, it's up for, you can take that however you want it. We know Tiger's had some, from the dad angle to the nanny angle, the Swedish nanny angle, to the getting caught angle, to the drug stuff angle, to what happened with his legs.
Tiger,
late. And Jordan's got
a lot of stuff.
Jordan's got
a lot of stuff.
His check ended up on a dead body. From a gambling debt. Jordan went to gamble during the middle of a playoff series.
You know, his other extracurricular.
Yeah, his other extracurricular stuff. You've heard other stories.
Is legendary.
Like those, and then we didn't even get into Jim Brown. With Jim Brown, and Jim Brown was a movie star. Jim Brown was a football player. Yeah. He was the best player in football who became a competent actor and movie star.
Linked with some really, hotties. Yeah.
In a time where that was really frowned upon. And Jim was like, I don't care.
What?
It is what it is.
What?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can make a case for Jim Brown. You can make a case for LeBron is the one, and this is really to LeBron's credit. He doesn't have you don't have to have this mi vida loca to be considered an all-time great. LeBron seems to have a life that's pretty chilled out. That's fine, too. You don't have to have. I don't think Dream had this crazy life. You don't have to.
No.
But I'm just saying, Jordan, you mentioned three of those guys kind of had some wild stuff. Jordan, Tiger,
great
and
stuff.
Jim Brown. Really great stories.
Great stuff. No, great life.
Do you remember when Jim Brown came to studio with us? You may not remember. Do you remember? I got a picture with me and Drake, young Drake, outside of the studios. Jim Brown was in studio with us.
I don't remember. I don't remember Jim Brown being in studio. I remember Magic being in studio with us.
Magic was in studio.
Maybe Jim Brown. Yeah,
Jim Brown was in studio.
Yeah,
it was in 2001. Jim Brown was in studio with
us. Wow, Wow.
I'll show you a picture. I think I still have a picture somewhere.
Who led a more interesting life, Jim Brown or you?
Jeez. I've had some injuries that have been interesting.
No. Your life of looking at left tackles and guards from Montana State.
He did too, but like in real life.
Right. No, right. He just ran them over. You look at them and their hips a lot.
Well, did he spend any time learning how to handicap in a pool hall in New Orleans?
No, I don't. Probably not. I don't know that.
Did he hang out with a guy named Black Bear?
Jim Brown.
Did he ever go collect money from a guy named Little Hand Gus because Gus had polio, and so they nicknamed him Little Hand Gus because his hand was right here? Because mm-hmm. That's how they nickname you when you're in a pool hall. It's not really the most politically correct nicknames.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's lazy. There was a guy nicknamed Bear. One guy was black, one guy was white. So they called him Black Bear and White Bear. Sometimes it's simple in a pool hall. Sometimes they don't go too deep with it.
Yeah, I don't think Jim Brown had any. No, I don't think he.
I would say Jim Brown probably had a more interesting life.
Right, probably.
Than me. But do you remember this picture? When we were going back to back, and like when Bill Van Riesdam made us do that, and there's Magic Johnson.
There's Magic.
See, that's us with Magic there.
He sent me that one. I don't have that. I don't have that picture. I want that. And the back to back, because did we do the thumb, like looking at the. When we were back-to-back and doing, oh, crazy guy, that crazy guy.
Yeah, we didn't do that. When Lima played softball with us in A-Leaf.
Yeah.
And he wore his Astro. Look at the jersey he's wearing.
Astro's
it's
jersey.
It's his Lima on the back. Yeah. You know, because he wanted to stay low
profile. Are you going through all of your pictures now?
Yeah, live on the radio. He wanted to stay low profile.
Is this what the show is today?
I mean, we can make it that if you want.
It's a holiday show? This is really a holiday show.
Have you ever seen this?
Show.
Tell people what this picture is.
Kaldor.
It's a picture of Hodor with Cal's face superimposed on it.
Well, yeah.
It's not optimal.
Which is Kaldor. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we got a winner for our fishing show tickets. That's nice. Way to go, people. All right, on this, the holiest of holidays, we want to wish you a safe, please, if you're going to drink responsibly here on this, the holiest of holidays, President's Cup. Can you really celebrate President's Day if Trump is your favorite president? Should you be able to? Or should you be canceled immediately?
I said you should be celebrating the office of the presidency.
No.
We have presidents. We don't have monarchs or oligarchs or dictators. We have a president that is democratically elected. We have presidents who sometimes say some crazy things or do crazy things. It's really more so lately than... Or several presidents. Wasn't a lot of crazy stuff being said.
No.
For quite some time. I can't find a Jim Brown, but I'll find... Oh, there it is. There you go.
All right.
See? Right there at 6:10 a.m. Sports.
Oh, with a young Drake.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That's I believe you now.
And this is why his nickname was Powder.
He was Powder.
Kobe. He was super white.
Yep.
Like, hurts your eyes white.
So, let's take a break, and when we come back, News of the Weird, there are some interesting things that we have to get to on the other side. But right now, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about Billy Brown. You know what? Billy doesn't take any holidays off, okay? If you have a pipe leak this morning, guess what? Billy Brown is going to be there for you. There ain't no days off for plumbers.
Nah, there's not.
There's not. I mean, plumbing never sleeps.
Ooh, man, I did not. Although plumbing's a great job.
Oh, it's a great job.
It's a great job.
Well, listen. We know the story about plumbers, used car salesmen. I mean, there's some ugly, ugly, ugly stories out there. Aqueduct Plumbing, going to give you a square deal.
Well, once you find somebody who you know is trustworthy, you tell your friends about them. And this is why they've had to hire so many different plumbers, and they have so many different cars out there on the, you know, and trucks out there headed out to locations, is that people tell their friends because they get the square deals, John said. They get a fair price, and they get complete transparency. And that's why Aqueduct Plumbing Company is always so busy and hiring plumbers all the time. But they're not too busy to get out to you. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. That's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Lance, Here's something I learned this weekend. Suspects are upset, display guns because golf cart was moving too slow. Texas State Police are looking for three people who allegedly threatened two university contract employees with guns because their golf cart was moving slow. Do you feel like you should brandish a gun on someone because your golf cart is too slow?
No. Doesn't seem like a good reason.
I feel like it's a great reason. That and cart path only.
Really?
Yeah. If I was the judge, I would not guilty. I could see your frustration. You should. Something has to be done about a golf cart that's moving too slow.
I mean, but that, though?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but listen. If your golf cart is moving too slowly, somebody has to pay. All right?
Yeah.
Even if it is with a gun. Yes, I'm afraid so. Here's a question for you, Lance. Did the U.S. use a $400,000 missile to destroy a $12 hobby balloon? We are obsessed right now with balloons.
I'm not, but this is a topic all the time. And I get it if they're trying to spy on you or whatever. That is an expensive...
I think we lost, taxpayers lost on that one.
Yeah, we may have lost
it. We may have lost just a little bit.
Yeah, but
apparently they said they shot down a balloon that was now thought to be a $12 balloon in the sky.
12? Well, then
that's
props to China.
It's kind of an expensive balloon, I think.
Yeah, but props to China for being able to make it cost efficient, I guess.
Yeah.
What are you going to shoot it down with? I mean, what about if you got the very best dart thrower at the carnival?
Huh?
And just flew a bunch of the guys who are the... Well, just get carnies out there. You should have flew carnies up there in a hot air balloon and got them to throw darts at them. Mm-hmm. That'd be much more... Carnies will do anything for like $20.
Yeah, no. Then that's more cost efficient.
Way cheaper. A hot air balloon full of carnies and some darts, way cheaper than a missile.
Have you ever been to Rising Star, Texas?
I don't think I have.
It's a town called Rising Star, Texas. It's where a third grader in Rising Star found a gun the superintendent left in a school bathroom. Do you feel like third graders should be walking around with superintendent's guns?
I do not.
Okay.
Against that.
Yeah, I'm against that too. All right. Apparently there was a flight from Auckland. You know where Auckland is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in...
New Zealand?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
A 16-hour flight that landed in Auckland. Apparently, they flew 16 hours.
They left and came back?
And came back. Apparently, the pilots didn't know where they were going. It was an unbelievable experience. Would you like to fly 16 hours and end up right where you started?
No. That sounds absolutely like the worst thing I could possibly imagine.
Yes. No. That would be, if not one of, yes, that's one of the worst things. Drunkest state in America. Again, Lance, do you have any idea what state is our drunkest state?
The drunkest state is not. It's definitely not going to be Utah.
It's.
I'm going to say, okay, let me guess. I'm going to say, no, it's not going to be Oklahoma. I'm going to say.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, the least drunk state is Oklahoma.
It's not Texas. Really?
Yes.
Kansas has got to be up there. I'm going to say the drunkest state is going to. I'm just going to go Florida. It's just.
No, it's pretty obvious when you hear it. It's Wisconsin.
Ah. Yep.
Yep.
I was going crazy drunk, like cold drunk.
No question, Wisconsin. 25.2% of Wisconsin adults drink heavily, which is 6% more than the national average. 35% of fatal car accidents are alcohol-related, 9% higher than the national average. Coming in second is Iowa, where 24% of adults drink excessively. South Dakota, Montana, and North Dakota. Do you notice anything in common here?
I mean, sounds like terrible places I want to live.
That's the worst places to live in the country. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and so it leads
to alcohol. The coldest, worst places to live is the highest.
What about Yellowstone?
Well,
they drink heavy at Yellowstone.
Well, they do. Montana's the top five state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems pretty, though. I mean, I'm not sure there's a lot to do there, but it's the cinematography. It looks pretty. Like, wow, what a view. And I always think, then what would I do after I see the view?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a cowboy. Nothing. I don't want a cowboy. I mean, do I think I could cowboy? Yes, I could cowboy. How long would it take? At least 4 months. And I think I would be able to rope the head part. I don't think I'd be able to do the, what do they say, the foot, the hoof, the paw, the hoof.
Right.
I don't know if I could do the tail end or the back legs. I definitely think I could rope. I could learn to rope the head, you know, the head.
Are we done with this yet?
No, I could cowboy.
Okay.
But I don't want to cowboy. That's my point. Could I learn to do it? Yeah. Would I be good? No. I'd be in the lower half of the Cowboys.
Least drunk states, Oklahoma, Alabama, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Yeah. Well, they do a lot of drugs there in West Virginia. So they make up for it.
So it's like the methy fentanyl type stuff or what?
In an ironic twist, Lance, China and Iran are calling on Afghanistan to end restrictions on women. Do you feel like...
Oh, man. That is...
Do you feel
China
like
and Iran, Iran are?
Iran.
So Iran. So who? So who? Not the governments aren't. It's got to be like people there, like activists or... It can't be the government
China
saying that.
China and Iran have urged mutual neighbor Afghanistan to end restrictions on women's work and education.
Well, you know how bad it is if China and Iran are saying that?
Yeah, like, guys, how bad are you?
Guys.
Listen.
I mean, this is coming from us.
Right.
Okay? You guys are out of control. You're psychos with this stuff. Right?
And this is us.
And this is us.
Okay?
I mean, this is us, Iran. Okay?
You're really... Listen.
It's just China.
This is...
Look what you... We don't even let our women have kids.
Yeah.
Look what you're doing.
Yeah. This is like... This is like Indianapolis this year telling the Texans, you suck.
What if you're... It's like you tell... Yanni, you got to slow down. You're drinking too much right now.
Yeah.
You're playing too much golf.
Police have uncovered a ring of 17 men believed to have filmed 10,000 women bathing in hot springs across Japan. You feel like that's some pictures you'd like to see?
Absolutely not.
No, this is not something we want,
Madi. Not something you want in.
This is not something we want, Madi. Toronto homeowners returned from a trip to find they'd been impersonated and their house was sold. Do you worry that at some point when you go on vacation, someone will sell your house?
I mean, this is my favorite part. Now, we need to close this quickly, and it's got to be cash.
It's got to be cash. As fast as
we're
possible.
Not working with any. We're not going to work with any. Let's think about that. What if somebody knew you're out of town for a month and they broke into your home and immediately tried to sell it?
Yeah,
I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's a good.
And you just say cash only, but we're going to drop the cash price to, you know, $100,000 below the market value.
Give us your earnest money. Get as many earnest monies as possible. Send me a check.
And we'll sell it. And
we need it in a cashier's check.
And they're like, well, we have to have the inspection done on the house. Listen, if you pass on the inspection stuff, we'll drop it another $60,000. So we can get this house for $160,000. What? It's got to be haunted. Why would they do this? Like, how did they sell it that quick? Well, no, somebody had to have.
How good they are.
Do you have that much money? Time to go through
get
all
get in the house?
You could have just broke in.
It's unbelievable.
You could have just broke in and said it's yours. You could
and
have
sell
listed
it that
it.
Fast?
Of course, your name needs to be
good.
On the.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Really
I actually
good.
Want to see that in Netflix.
I know, right? No, that is a...
That's a Netflix. Like, I need to see how this went down.
We're done. Paul Gallant is next.
Wait, did
right
those
here.
People get caught?
Huh? I don't know.
Did the house just get sold and somebody got away with it?
Yeah.
Need this on a Netflix.
Yeah, they got away with it. Yes.
Called taking down a score.
Paul Gallant next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day on this, the holiest of holidays.
Alexis, hello. Alexis, hello.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.